It's a little something we like to call the Richter scale.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dr. Nick.
Hello, host Steve. Time for the Richter Scale. It's how we wrap up a Monday by talking about the weekend, and in this case, the four-day weekend that was. And holy moly, double guacamole, the Ducks are in the Sweet 16. The men and women team both in the Sweet 16. The women as the two seed dominated Portland State. They ran away with their second round game against Indiana, winning 91-68, while the men in San Jose knocked off the five seed Wisconsin Badgers. Then the vicious anteaters of UC Irvine, Sabrina Ionescu, cemented her GOAT status with a 29-point triple-double, picked up six rebounds in the fourth quarter just to get the triple-double too. Pretty cool. Kenny Wooten blocked every shot attempted within a 15-foot radius of him and spiked it all the way back to Eugene. How big of a weekend was this for Oregon basketball as a whole?
Oh, my God. It's perfect. It's we always joke about an 11, but that's over the top. It's a 10.
The men in the tournament are the lone double-digit seed still in the tourney. They've won 10 games in a row, haven't lost a winner-go-home game in the last 3 weeks, so they're not exactly a Cinderella team. Everything about them screams Cinderella, though. Overcoming losing a top player, lost a bunch of games in the middle of the season, plenty of people, Steve, you did this multiple times, counted them out during the year. They won the Pac-12 tourney just to get in. But they're also a Power 5 school with five-star talented players. That's not very Loyola, Marymount, or Sister Jean of them. How much of a classic Cinderella is this Oregon team?
They were in the Final Four 2 years ago.
Also that.
The 12 would indicate they're a Cinderella. We've seen three 11s make the Final Four. This would be the most amazing seed. No double-digit seed has ever won it. You got to go to Nova in 85 as an 8. They're not a Cinderella at all. They're just, I guess, a victim of circumstance in when you incorporate the entirety of the season. But when they released the seeds, they were probably one of the top 40 teams in the country. So I would look at them as more of a 7 or an 8.
The rest of the NCAA men's tournament is very interesting. Every 1, 2, 3, and all but 2, 4 seeds moved on to the Sweet 16. It's very chalky. As I mentioned, Oregon is the lone double-digit seed moving on. Auburn is the only other non-1 through 4 seed to advance. And the only memorable moment is Taco Fall fouling out against Duke. There doesn't seem to be any good Cinderellas. Wofford and Fletcher McGee and Murray State with Ja Morant both collapsed in their second round games. And obviously this tournament gets a 10 because it's wall-to-wall entertainment for four straight games, but has it been fun? How memorable was the first weekend of the 2019 NCAA tournament?
Yeesh. On a scale of 1 to 10, I think you start at 3 because it's the dance. You had a couple of decent games, and like we said in the first round, some good stories. So, 5.5.
Fair enough. Speaking of that memorable moment, the Duke-UCF game, we talked about it a little bit. What a damn game. Zion had 32. Aubrey Dawkins had 32. Taco Fall had 15 points and 3 blocks, and he just stood 3 feet away in front of the basket the entire game. It couldn't have been any more Duke than the star player drawing a foul, going to the basket, missing the free throw. They put in the rebound because that player that took a foul fouled out and would have gotten the rebound, and then a tip-in that should takes a 1-in-a-million bounce, goes out of the basket, and Duke gets the win. Somehow the tip-in by Dawkins didn't go, and every single time I see the replay, I think it's going to be the time that it actually goes in and Duke will lose. How Duke was that Duke win? It's very Dukey.
That is the Dukiest of Duke wins, and I know how dangerous I'm treading there, because literally any other school, maybe not North Carolina, would have had that shot go down and have their guts ripped out. So that's a 9.8.
Yes, that's definition of Duke. Last one, also in the middle of Sunday, Robert Paxton Gronkowski has retired from the NFL. 10 years in, 5 Pro Bowls, 4 All-Pros, 79 career touchdowns, 3-time Super Bowl champion, and just about the most dominant force the NFL seen over his last 10 years. He just couldn't overcome the injuries that really slowed him down over the last 3. Only started all 16 games once in a season, and going back to his second year in the league. Gronk didn't play as long as Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, or even Jason Witten, so he falls fourth behind all of them, but on a per-game basis, he was absolutely the best of the 4. How impactful was the career of Robert Paxton Gronkowski?
Wow. He was huge. He was a key reason that the dynasty kept going with some of the retirements and some of the dismissals and never having a really elite back since Corey Dillon left and no Pro Bowl caliber receivers. Aside from the year with Moss, Troy Brown was pretty good. No. His contribution to that dynasty and offensive machine, that's a 9, no question about it.